Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace, Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Tavara Strachan, an artist based in New York and the Bahamas, whose work explores the intersection of science, art, and the environment. So welcome, Tavaris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You were recently named the first artist in residence at the Allen Institute in Seattle, with access there to scientists across multiple fields, from neuroscientists to bioengineers and computational modelers, which all sounds very, very complex. So can you tell us how an artist would intersect with the work of some of these people in that context?
A few years ago, I did a residency at MIT. It's one of the only two residencies that I've ever done. I think there's a certain like-mindedness and a certain care for process that both artists and scientists have. And I think I'm allowed to engage the Allen Institute with a sense of play. One of the most fascinating things about being an artist or being called a painter or a sculptor, whatever it is that you're called, is that there's a sense of freedom. I think all creative people that I know are sold this sort of idea or dream of freedom. And I think that is the component that underlines all of it. So whether it's making a drawing or whether it's space exploration or whether it's trying to think about how communities can come together, I think they all come from that same place of exploration, freedom, and so on.
So to pivot for a second from the conceptual and back to Baltimore, we're very lucky at the BMA to have on the facade of our historic building a neon installation by you that spells out the words "In Broad Daylight" in a very elegant script that is illuminated with a sort of intense orange throughout the course of the day and into the night. It's, I think, succeeded in building community very quickly. And I would love to know how you decided on that language and what it means to you right here, right now in Baltimore.
In Broad Daylight for me means a lot of things. I think it is a way for communities to talk to institutions, for institutions to become the sort of service element in the community, a part of the community. And it talks about how we can come together and analyze, you know, the things that make us different versus the things that make us the same. And it was the kind of work that I think the viewer has an opportunity to help bring it to life by the simple gesture of reading it in its context on a wing of the building that is historic. It's not normal for an artist to be able to drill into such a building and install this kind of sign.
We're very fortunate to have worked with you, of course, on that installation in particular, because I do believe it's the conviction of the BMA to become increasingly visible and increasingly relevant for the broadest and most diverse population we can within the city and beyond, and to make the point that we are here in broad daylight, refreshed and renewed for you. And I think your work, one of the reasons it's become so popular so quickly, is because it is a signifier of that conviction in very straightforward terms.
Yeah, I think the people feel like the work is for them by them. And I think that's the biggest compliment that you can get as an artist, is to be able to connect with the people directly and have that sense.
So I know that, Tavaris, you're always on to the next thing. So I would love for you to talk about what's next on the Tavaris Strachan horizon.
Yeah, it's exciting to be working with Ingrid on the Carnegie International. And we're unveiling a new work, 60 objects that go around the museum. It touches on a lot of different issues, from invisibility to displacement to how knowledge is formed, to modes of power and who gets to decide what's important. So I'm excited about that particular project because we're about a month and a few days off.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Tavaris. It's been a pleasure as usual.
Thank you.
You can see Tavaris Strachan's work on view now at the BMA. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.